The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Last month on the programme, we spoke to Ukrainian native Luba Healy as she made a last push for aid ahead of her journey to drive an ambulance to the country. Well, she has just returned from that trip. She's only back in Ireland a day or so, and I'm delighted to say that she joins me in studio now. How are you feeling after the journey, Luba? And what was the first thing, I suppose, that struck you when you arrived back into Ukraine this time?
Thank you. First of all, thank you for having me again. And a lot of people were texting me saying, are you exhausted? No, I'm still running on adrenaline. When we arrived to Ukraine, I see firsthand what's happening in the soil of Ukraine. I hardly can find any person who can smile. And I noted that if anybody on my Facebook page on social media, I noted even in supermarket when I went in to get the bottle of water, it was hardly anybody pushed a smile. People are down.
They're drained
for it's 4 years now. It's supposed to be 3 months. Never supposed to happen because Russians were brothers and sisters. I have first cousins who live in Russia. We don't speak anymore. They are afraid to speak because they have no rights to speak. Ukrainians, they down, but they never give up.
But yeah. It's so difficult for them. I mean, I know you saw missiles literally flying overhead and Kyiv being bombed. Can you describe that experience?
Well, I have to describe my experience because I have to say my family was there. My five-year-old son met his his birthday in Belgium and finish up in Germany. He will never forget. We had nobody to leave our children with, so they came with us. Yes, we took the safe roads and we stayed with the places where I had the basement. If you in Ireland and you say, oh, I would like to go and stay somewhere, do something different. In Ukraine, you're looking for basement. Is the basement open? Is it safe enough? Should I be on the first floor? And I am a vet by the trade. And do you know what actually not surprised me, but confirmed? I recorded the missiles was going over our heads when we were sleeping. And I was saying, everybody, everything's cool, but dogs, especially dogs, start barking so loudly. I will post this on the Facebook. It's nothing dramatic as such. Like, it's no, you can watch this, but...
But it speaks to the fear, I suppose.
Yeah, no, they're actually animals preparing. They're letting human know danger is coming. They alert you. They're saying, here's missiles. As soon as they start barking loudly, the missiles come over the building. We were on an 8th floor at that time, so we were ready if anything happened. We knew anytime alert came in, we would go down the basement. We done everything what's need to be done, but it's scary. People fear, live in fear for 4 years.
All of the time. For people listening here, do the videos and the images that we're seeing on TV, do they capture what it is like to be there on the ground? And what is daily life like for people stuck in the middle of that?
Absolutely not. I quit my job and I said, I'm going to take a couple of weeks to myself and I go and experience that firsthand. I cannot describe you how to walk in the street and look over you, over your shoulder, any noise, any sirens. My children were scared because we're not used to it, okay? We live in such a beautiful country and we not appreciated enough. Sometimes I said to my children, you know this, you have light, you have electricity, you can go to school. Children in Ukraine can't go to school. Children, a lot of children are damaged. Elderly people on their knees because they have no food to eat. They have no, water, no electricity. Electricity switched on, off from 9 o'clock, on again at 4 o'clock, maybe for 2 hours. I visit my teacher who I didn't see for 15 years. And he said, Luba, thank you for coming, bring this van, jeep, ambulance with first aid. We're so grateful. We have to climb. We have to go at the stairs, 8th floor, with our suitcases and everything else. It's amazing how we got used to it, to good life here.
And how difficult it was there.
How difficult it is over there.
I mean, you saw that 28-point plan, I'm sure, renegotiated down to that 19-point plan. And I was speaking to an MP from Ukraine yesterday. And he said, look, we're desperate for peace. We are desperate for peace. But we have red lines and we won't cross them.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Ukrainian people are ready for peace. They never want a war in first place. Ukrainian people didn't want a war. We peaceful people. But I born there. I know how they think. And I think exactly the same how they think. Never, ever we go down on our knees. Ever. We are very proud people. Okay.
You will not cede territory is what you're saying.
Absolutely not. It's our territory. It's our land. It's. Do you know the way I live in Trim County Meath, and it's a beautiful town. Everybody support me so well there. Every business give me a bit just to go and do what we do. And I bow to every person who put the hand in their pocket and say, here you go. Mm. And a movie was made in our town. It's a Braveheart. Mm. It's a my land and you do not come to here. So Ukrainians will never give up land.
All right, Luba Healy, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder again.
The Hard Shoulder. With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.